Jack's a guy who's always showed up in the spotlight. When he comes into a room, it's like, hey, Jack, here's this really good-looking guy, you know, he's this and that. But when it comes down to having that conversation, okay, then he ratchets up the IQ a little bit. Like, okay, this guy knows what he's talking about. And then he's got this presence about him. So the players look at him and say, okay, I can tell he played before. And that means so much to players. That's hugely important. Amari Cooper, they needed a wide receiver. He's arguably the best player in the draft. I mean, he's super productive, explosive player. He can go deep. He can catch the hitch and go. You talk about the Swiss Army knife, the five-tool guy, but he also blocks. There's a reason why Alabama's run game is so successful. Their wide receivers are blocking downfield. Nothing is going to be too small for a high draft pick like him to do, and nothing is going to be too big for him. The moment will never be too big for Amari Cooper. I think he's going to continue the trend we saw last year, you know, with Odell Beckham and Kelvin Benjamin and Sammy Watkins. I think these rookie wide receivers are going to come in and still make hay, and I think he's the next great one. They've got the quarterback, and that's huge. Look at the teams that have made the jump. Seattle. You know, even when Atlanta was winning, when they get Matt Ryan, Baltimore, Joe Flacco. You get your quarterback, okay, then you can even the scales a little bit. So I think that's the start right here. And I think the last two drafts, some of the moves that they made, I think you have to be optimistic. This isn't a four-win team. This is a team that's probably going to be moving closer to 500, and who knows what momentum gets you once you start rolling that way.